You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
But the camera needs to be on everybody.
Oh, I thought they were going to stay home.
We need the bass coming.
Yeah, we really need the bass.
That double bass. Banana. Did you hear that? Banana. Not banana, banana.
And me want to go home. Not me want to go home.
Banana. Banana.
The harmonizing is on point though.
How do you
listen?
So gentle. 6 foot, 7, 8 foot.
As you can see, I was extremely happy with Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Punch, foot. Some of the words.
So the original version you don't wanna impersonate, but now this version. This is the movie show. Ryan is ashamed of himself. I am happy because they brought Deo back into Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, which I said they had to do, and they did. And even though it wasn't the original, it was still cool. It was still funny, and it added to the movie. Are you apologetic, Ryan? No. Ryan is silent. Ryan is gone. No? Nothing? What? By the way, Ryan was talking before we started this recording. I don't know what happened.
There you go. That's much better. This is my coffee.
Wow. Yeah, so we are doing Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
My name's Ryan.
My name's Sash.
And you're watching the movie show.
And we are also continuing with our Tim Burton marathon.
We said we would.
Yes.
In fact, we watched the first one to catch us up with this one.
Yeah. And I'm really glad that they brought this movie out because...
So we caught up.
Yeah. If they hadn't brought this movie out, we wouldn't have watched the original. Mm. And then I wouldn't have watched Edward Scissorhands. Mm. And yeah, I'm very glad that...
Great things
this is
come.
What has happened in 2024.
Great things that come out of films.
But I must say, and I know that a lot of the actors said this, that if Tim Burton didn't direct this film and only produced it, it wouldn't have been good. Yeah, no. In fact, Winona Ryder said that this film is basically a museum of Tim Burton's mind, which I thought was a very good explanation behind the film. Yeah. So you have Michael Keaton reprise his role as Beetlejuice. Yeah. A lot of the cast reprise their role. You have Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara came back as the mom.
O'Hara.
Yes. I was wondering why they didn't, and then I saw this and it actually made sense. So originally Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis were in the film. And they obviously died in the first one. And they were supposed to have a cameo at the end of this film, but Tim Burton felt that no amount of digital de-aging would convince that they were the same age as the first film. Because obviously, when you in this universe, when you die, you remain like that for eternity.
So die good.
Yeah. But then they would need to look as young. And I mean, they looked young back then. So he decided not to do it. But I respect his decision, you know. Sometimes... Yeah, it's not going to work. And then you had there wasn't a whole lot of a new cast, but you did have Jenna Ortega come in and play Lydia Dietz's daughter. You have Willem Dafoe. He was very good. I thought he was very good. his acting was very unusual to what he normally plays. Yeah. And then you had
when
another...
When I saw him being interviewed, I was like, what?
Like, he's in it?
Yeah.
Was he in the first one?
Mm.
No, he was not. He came... Yes. And then you have Monica Bellucci. Now, I actually didn't realize who she was until just before we started recording the show. She plays Mary Magdalene's character in The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ.
What nationality is she?
She's Italian. And she even in the Italian... You know how they will dub the film in other languages? She did her own Italian... So she, in other words, did her lines in Italian for the Italian dubbed version of the film.
Right.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Now, I have a trait, right? So
right,
Tim
right,
Burton
right.
has traits. We went through some of his traits in our previous shows. Mm. I picked up another trait. It's not a well-known trait, and it's not... You cannot find this trait on IMDb.
A Tim Burton trait
that you cannot find on IMDb. So, this is the trait, right?
Mm.
If we look at Tim Burton's love life, when he filmed...
Right.
So, basically, he did two films back in the 1990s. That was Ed Wood and Mars Attacks. There was an appearance from Lisa Marie, that is Elvis Presley's daughter, in both of those films. She acted, right? And at the time... Him and her were together. They were together from 1993 to 2001. Then Tim Burton was romantically involved with Helena Bonham Carter from 2001 to 2014.
Mm.
When did Alice in Wonderland come out?
Mm.
Between those years, right? And then now from 2023 to the present date, he is with Monica. So the trait that Tim Burton has is whoever he's dating at the time
goes into his movie,
gets into his film.
Well spotted.
Thanks.
Very well spotted.
Thank you. He was married to someone at one point.
I wonder if even Tim Burton. Tim Burton, if you're listening to this, you're like, oh, no, that is true.
Wow.
Now
it's cool though.
Always laughing, evilish, saying yeah. They found me.
And then the other thing that I thought was very cool was. Another trait that I picked up is Tim Burton always relates to a character in his film. I feel like he always... So whether it's like Edward Scissorhand or... I know that he himself considers himself a misfit. So generally there'll be a misfit within his film. But within the Beetlejuice context, Tim Burton's... When he made the first one, the character that he relates to is Lydia Deetz. So that's Winona Ryder's character. And that's the character that can see ghosts and is an outcast and is, yeah. Then one of the reasons that he actually made this film was he was like, well, where is Lydia today? Like, what happened to her? You know, what did she go through? What has she become? And that's a very, very big storyline within this Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is looking at Lydia then and now Lydia now. And I thought it was quite cool because, like, you can see how he's almost brought in, like, his own life experiences. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he did. I thought that was very clever that he personalizes his projects. And so they become, there's a passion involved in it because he personalizes it.
It's probably what makes it so good.
Yeah. And the other thing that made this film, in fact, this film could be better than the first Beetlejuice. Obviously, it's nothing without the first Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
But as a sequel, it's definitely not less. It's brilliant. But the main reason, one of the main reasons is Tim Burton came back as the director and all of the cast or most of the cast came back and reprised their roles. Tim Burton said he was not going to do this film if Michael Keaton wasn't keen on... on reprising his role as Beetlejuice. And Winona Ryder, when signing on with Netflix's Stranger Things, actually said to to Matt and Ross, the Duffer brothers, that her only exception is if Beetlejuice filming starts up, then they must release her to go and film it and then come back. So she actually, when signing up for Stranger Things, made sure that they knew that if Beetlejuice was going to film, that would take priority for her.
Sure.
And they obviously agreed to it.
That means she had a heads up, obviously.
Yeah, I think, because in 2014 already,
unless
I think Michael Keaton said he was keen.
And this is like some kind of general, yeah. You know, if I have to film any like reprising role.
Yeah, this would be it. Yeah.
Then they must release me.
And Tim Burton, so talking about Netflix, Tim Burton's actually directed a Netflix series. That's the Wednesday series, which also had Jenna Ortega in it. I think that's the first time they worked together. And apparently before doing Wednesday, Tim Burton said that he was done with films, which I was like, what? But he then said after directing the first four episodes of Wednesday, he was prompted to reassess the original Beetlejuice and its potential for a sequel. So that's kind of what like sparked Beetlejuice. Yeah.
And he did it very well.
Yes, he did do it.
This
very
was
well.
Cool.
It was very cool.
I enjoyed it.
It was very cool.
It would. I'm glad that they didn't reintroduce
like what they've been doing where they like just make this wasn't a remake,
it's a continuation.
Yeah, it's a continuation. And what's nice is so like this shot, the beginning shot is like they literally do the same, it's obviously refilmed, but they do the same beginning shot sequence. They tie back to the original film with Bob, the dude with the small head. They even show, in the previous one, we know that however a person dies, that's how they now remain in the afterlife. So, but in the previous one, we didn't actually know what happened to Beetlejuice. Like we kind of could see that, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But in this one, what's cool is they actually, there's two tiebacks to the original. So in the first film, he offers to cook for Adam and Barbara and says, I hope you like Italian. In this film, they reveal that he was actually an Italian during the Black Plague.
Imagine.
Which is then obviously how he died. Well, they also show how he died in the film. But I thought that was so clever. So he's actually Italian and he lived during the time of the Black Plague. And then... and he also did mention that in the first, he mentioned that he had lived through or he had experienced the Black Plague.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And then talking about Bob. Ha. So Bob was my favorite character. I loved Bob. There was even a t-shirt. I found a t-shirt for Bob's face. So I should go and buy that t-shirt.
I'm trying to figure out to take them if they're quite smart or quite serious or if they just how do I explain it? Robotic, like they just I don't know.
I think they're human, but some I don't know what happened to them.
They seem quite
we do know what happened to them.
They seem quite smart in a way,
but they're silent.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like they're doing stuff, and they seem to do it quite well. You know what I'm saying?
They just keep themselves busy.
I don't know.
Because you know, at the end of the first film, he tries to steal the guy next to him number, and then. His head shrinks.
Yeah.
But then what's weird is it returned to normal. But maybe it's because he's like not just a dead person. He's Beetlejuice, you know. But Bob's head stayed the same. Mm. But the shrinker characters in the film are actually fully practical. In other words, Bob is not CG, people.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, right?
It's crazy.
So inside the costumes, those are costumes, are experienced creature performers Paul Warren and Nick Cullington. And that's just to name a few. And the tiny heads are completely animatronic and are being remote controlled offset by puppeteers. So nothing about Bob is CG.
In fact, if you look at most of the behind the scenes...
They're literally there.
You see a lot of stuff. It's like, oh, wow, they could have CG'd that, but they did practical effects, which is really, really awesome.
I think that's one of the things personally that I love about Tim Burton. Like, I'm not against CG. I really am not against CG, but I do think that...
It has its place.
It does a whole lot for your acting and your actors and your cast when you do it... When you do it like this, as far as possible, you do it in camera because the genuine reaction that you get out of the actors, and you know you then truly do create this world, and it's fun. You know, like you walk on set and there's this dude with a small head, and the face is moving.
And the lighting.
Yeah, the lighting was very cool. Even that's I love the sequence where so I liked how he also brought back the singing sequences. So obviously in Beetlejuice there was the Deo sequence, and then in this one, what was the song actually that they did in this one? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the second wedding.
We are about to find out.
Yeah, I need to search for it. Yeah. Oh, and I thought this was quite interesting. Do you know that Beetlejuice was a day and a half away from finishing filming before the actors' strike began?
So they actually It was so. In other words, they finished it.
Yeah. Well, they were a day and a half away from finishing before. But I'm pretty sure they would have finished it. Like when you only have a day and
imagine.
A half.
All right, guys. I guess we'll finish when you guys get back. Okay. Good luck.
But
don't
it's only
hurt.
A day and a half. That's crazy.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So the song that was played in this one.
Or maybe they secretly quickly finished up.
I think they did.
I mean, the way that the actors talk about this film and about Tim, but also I suppose that the actors' strike wasn't against the directors. It was against the union, right? So maybe they would have like secretly just kind of like, Tim, we love you and we want you to finish your film.
Yeah.
So let's just, even though nobody's going to... No, they could have started editing, right?
They probably had started editing.
Because that was actors... Yeah, that was actors' union.
So I'm finding the wedding scene from... I think it's a MacArthur Park song?
No, I wouldn't know.
Is it this song?
Let's hope we're not getting any copyright strikes at this point.
It was the song. So yeah, in that sequence they slowed everything down and then the actors sang like they did in the original to this. Yeah, so that was, I like the fact that he did it again. But the everything, it was incredible. The actors were incredible. The storyline was very, very, very good. The new people that they brought in also, it made sense. And what's crazy, the first Beetlejuice, I hated Beetlejuice. I did not like him. This one, I liked him. Which I was like...
Which is good.
Yeah. Mm. That the fact that they actually got like a character to... They got you to like a character. I think that's cool. The fact that you get to the point where you're like, I know I shouldn't like this guy.
Were you excited to see him?
Yes.
When he appeared. You're like, yay.
You're like, oh, there we go.
There he is.
But what was clever also was he wasn't technically the villain in this one.
No.
So in the first Beetlejuice, he really was the villain. Whereas with this one, that Monica, her character, she was actually the villain.
Who can make him dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two dead.
Two.
Because, you know, there's no comeback from that.
Yeah. But then also, so I don't want to give spoilers away, but the storyline that they took also with Jenna Ortega's character, who's Lydia Dietz's daughter, that was also clever, the way like they brought in the whole, living in the dead and all of that was very clever. Yeah.
I feel like herself as an actor, and it's like it went, because she's obviously played as Wednesday, right? So it's kind of joined weirdly in a way. Like she doesn't seem out of place.
No. Although her character in this one was different. So even though it's the same vibe as Wednesday, she's not Wednesday.
She's
just like more of a normal person. Yeah. Which was also something interesting to watch. I know I saw an interview with her where she said she didn't want... basically she didn't want to just be the Lydia Dietz's character in the new one, because she was even like saying, even though she's her daughter, they're two very different people.
Yeah.
So she wanted to, she watched the original over and over again, but when she came, she wanted to to do her own thing. Also though, the ending, the way it ended is, there are many, many doors that are open, because now...
So should he or should he not? Do we have a... I mean, it was Beetlejuice.
It would make sense for him to do Beetlejuice, because you say Beetlejuice three times.
Yeah.
That's actually cool.
Mm.
I wonder if he's not planning to do that. That's cool. Tim Burton, that is freaking cool.
Now he's under pressure. He's like,
damn it. No, but I feel like if we just... I think he could be doing that. And also the way it ended, it definitely leaves room for a sequel. But with this type of like universe, you can like go further.
I don't know if I want to go further. Not sure.
I think he can go further.
You know what we usually say about sequels?
No, but you can make a perfect trilogy.
You think so?
Yeah. The first three Pirates of the Caribbean were a perfect trilogy. They should have stopped there.
Oh, it's
Lord of the Rings was a good trilogy. Even though they split it into part one and part two, but still. Hobbit, no, they stuffed it up. Shouldn't have been a trilogy. That should have been one or two films.
It just sits on that line where it's like...
Maze Runner was a good trilogy.
If it goes wrong, it goes wrong.
Yeah.
But if it goes right...
But I actually, personally, I trust Tim Burton. I don't think Tim Burton would go and do something.
Oh, there you go.
So as long as Tim Burton is there, as long as they do exactly what they did with this film, where Tim Burton comes back and the cast comes back, we're fine. Then we're good. Then I would be very hyped for Beetlejuice.
And the other actors say yes.
Yeah. And I think they will. Because, I mean, you see how Winona Ryder was literally like, I will sign on to this project, but... If they call me for Beetlejuice,
I'm gone.
I'm not gone, but you have to release me and then, yeah.
I won't be, yeah.
Yeah, and even the fact that like Michael Keaton was prepared to reprise his role. I mean, Catherine O'Hara, I haven't seen her in a film personally recently for a long time.
Oh, right, yeah.
But she, yeah. And I love the fact that he kept it as practical as possible. So he didn't opt for the CG route. He like kept it as practical as in camera.
I wonder if that's more expensive. Like looking,
I think it could be more expensive.
Looking at the practical effect and what you have to pull off.
It is more expensive, and the reason is so. In our next show, the next Tim Burton movie that we're doing is Mars Attacks. And with that film was very different to his other projects, whereas it was more CG heavy. And the reason was, I think they cut costs by 30 million.
Well,
by instead of doing practical, going for CG. Look, nowadays, I don't know, because obviously it's very CG. Like this, I'm told this was back in the 1990s.
Yeah.
So back then, like CG was very fresh. And
practical makes sense for this film.
Yeah, for this film. But no, definitely. Definitely. Mm. If you don't do practical for this film, it wouldn't have been.
It's almost like
it's what makes the film.
Yeah.
The film.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost as if even if it doesn't look real, it suits it.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. It's the whole look. Mm. That's the thing. It's the whole look and feel. Mm. And I love the colors of this film. I don't know how to explain it. Like it was brighter I agree with Winona Ryder that this is a museum of Tim Burton's mind. Like,
right.
It was a good film. It really was a good film. I'm glad he came out of retirement because he said he was no longer going to make films film.
It was a holiday project.
No, this was very good.
He was bored, so.
I really do hope he does Beetlejuice. Think that would be very, very cool. Yeah. So, if you have not watched Beetlejuice, it is worth the watch. Definitely worth the watch. Go watch it. But... In this sense, I do think you have to watch the first one. I don't think that you'll enjoy it as much as if you don't watch the first one. You also won't understand what's going on. In fact, so I'd watched the first one and I went to watch it in cinemas with my family and they hadn't watched the first one, as far as I know. So I went on YouTube and searched because I knew they weren't going to watch the first one. I searched everything you need to know about the first Beetlejuice and I was like, I sent it to them. And I don't think they all watched it, but my mom watched it. And she still said she's so glad that I sent that video because she wouldn't have understood what was going on if it weren't for that video. So but the first one's good though. Go watch the first one. But if you really don't have time and you've like booked the tickets, then go on YouTube and watch like everything you need to know in under 10 minutes about Beetlejuice. Yeah. So yes, go watch Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Absolutely.
This has been The Movie Show.
I mean, even our introduction of this film, of this show, where we did the singing thing. If you didn't watch the first one.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known what we were doing.
You'd have been like, why are they singing that song? I know that song, but.
I don't know that song. How many people actually know that song? I don't think a lot of people know
that
song.
I'm sure they know that song.
No, they don't.
People just know.
Nah,
it's one of those.
Not that song. No, it's not one of those. It was one of those.
Oh, it was.
In this day and age. Comment down below if you knew that song
before
you heard it. Because I didn't know about that song until I watched Beetlejuice.
Well, you would have had to hear it to know it. Makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. I think what she's trying to say is that comment if you knew the song before you watched this show.
Before you heard it in relation to either the movie show or Beetlejuice. As in if you knew the song on its own. like without the film. Yeah. My gran knew the song.
Yeah.
She apparently would walk around the kitchen.
Is it?
Cooking to that song, yeah. So clearly it's a family thing. Yeah, and she was that type of person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
We will see you next week. Mars Attacks is the next Tim Burton film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peace.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.